Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Now, Google has dominated the search market, you know, where you go and do a little Google search. They've dominated it for about 20 years. But with a new way of searching, which is generative AI, question, of course, is does the company now face an existential crisis? Sam Dickey from Fisher Funds is with us. Hey, Sam.
G'day, Heather.
Let's talk about the search market first. How big is it?
Yeah, it's big. It's big. So the total global advertising market is around $1 trillion, so quite an easy number to remember. That's all advertising dollars spent in traditional advertising mediums. And online search has gone from nothing 20 years ago to over $300 billion. So almost one in every three ad dollars spent globally is spent on search. And what is super interesting is in the early 2000s, Google was nowhere. It was all Yahoo and Alta Vista. And today, of that $300 billion market for search advertising, Google dominates and has more than 90% market share.
Why did Google win?
I think there's three reasons. So firstly, they had a superior product. So they took over Yahoo and Alta Vista in those early days because they had a much bigger, better search algorithm. And that was kind of their original special sauce. Second thing is, like any tech company, you've got to innovate, and they've continued to innovate faster than their competition. So they embraced mobile search early. They made the user experience really seamless there, and they kept upgrading that sort of secret sauce, that search algorithm. So for example, in 2015, they released RankBrain, which allowed it to understand kind of an ambiguous search query, for example. And the final one is just that kind of scale and the flywheel of a network effect. So the more users you get, the more market share you get, the more search queries you get, the more data you have to train yourself, the more credibility you got with advertisers, and the more retailers, for example, give it direct links to their real-time pricing and catalogs, so you can have real-time photos for commerce.
Okay. So the big game changer here is the AI, right? You talked to us more than a year ago about ChatGPT, and you made the prediction it would possibly change our search habits and the search market. Has it?
No. So if you think about the month before, for context there, for 20 years we've searched and we get the 10 blue links up. And now, you know, ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude, and Gemini, Google's Gemini itself, it's kind of a single source of truth type searching. And I do use it more than before. But if you think about the month before ChatGPT launched, Microsoft's Bing search engine, which is powered by ChatGPT, had 4% market share and Google had 92%. So roll forward sort of 15, 18 months now, and Bing actually has 3% market share and Google's still got 92% market share. So no change there.
Okay. So why is it that we are not using it as much as we possibly should be for what it actually gives us?
Well, I think, you know, this single source of truth thing has caused a lot of issues, right? The hallucinations, the kind of woke howlers that some of the launches of these chatbots have had, and the lack of options is probably one of the key reasons. Mm. The second reason is it's not great for commerce yet either, and 80% of searches are not monetized. The ones Google really cares about is commerce, and commerce is still much better done via sort of Google Shopping and Google Search.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think then that this is an existential crisis for Google?
So is Google contemplating the meaning of life and its purpose? And I think the market definitely would have you believe that. So 6 weeks ago, the bearish noise from the market was super loud. So I'll give you three quotes. Google has fallen disastrously behind in AI capabilities. Anonymous. Google's antiquated and unimaginative AI strategy is jeopardizing its future. Third one is, by missing out on generative AI revolution sparked by ChatGPT, Google has squandered its once formidable lead. So to say it's nowhere in AI arms race is just plain wrong. So I'll give you three examples. Jeffrey Hinton, who many say is the godfather of modern AI, started working for Google, and Google was an early thought leader in AI. And it's been driving AI into its search product for years to give you and I more relevant search results. And like I said, ChatGPT's been, Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, said ChatGPT was going to make Google dance. In other words, they were going to lose market share. And the only person that's danced really is Microsoft, and it's lost a percent of market share.
Right. Okay, so what does this mean for investors then, do you reckon, Sam?
A couple of lessons, I think. So, will remind us really. So if you take a step back, while technology is a fabulous investment because it lends itself to, you know, companies with really wide moats like Google and long growth runways like Google, Amazon or Meta, which make for great long-term investments, this kind of AI search existential crisis is just another reminder that technology companies, unlike, say, trucking companies or bricks and mortar companies, always face disruption risk or obsolescence risk. So you've got to stay really vigilant. And the second lesson is, and this is something that Google's taught us by being up 15-fold over the last 15 years, is you don't need to pick winners at the bleeding edge. So in 2007, it was obvious that Google had won the search wars, but you still made 15 times your money. So you don't need to be at the bleeding edge, at the speculative edge of investment.
Oh, Sam, fascinating stuff. Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. As always, that's Sam Dickey at Fisher Funds.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.